We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go with Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and
All right, 10:04 on The Fan, and a very good Monday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Here till 2 o'clock today. Of course, Evan's on vacation this week as he's traveling the country. I think he's somewhere like North Carolina, something like that. But Evan on vacation on the 4th of July week. So we'll be here an extra hour till 2. I think Mike's playing in some celebrity golf tournament today. CMB will come your way at that point. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We are coming to you live and in living color from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses only at my favorite store, ShopRite. Very interesting weekend. A lot of things went on in the sports world. A lot of things went down. The Yankees predictably take 2 out of 3 from the Red Sox, and it pretty much went exactly the way you figured it would go. Win with CeCe, lose with Sonny Gray, win with Severino against David Price. That's pretty much how it went. But the Yankees will get into all of that in the home run barrage last night against Price and the Red Sox. But and we got to, of course, talk about John Tavares, who, you know, I feel bad for all the Islander fans out there, man. I feel for you. I know I'm a Ranger fan, but I feel for you. Tavares leaves the Islanders, goes to the Maple Leafs. We'll talk to the Islander fans about that as the show goes on. We'll have somebody on to discuss it as well. Not a good day if you're a fan of the Islanders. But we got to open with this. And we'll get to the World Cup. We got the big Brazil-Mexico knockout match going on. We'll be paying attention to that as we go on. Of course, it's nil-nil at this point. Just started at 10 o'clock. Got to start with LeBron. You know, really, as a Knicks fan, seriously, as a Knicks fan, I am so damn jealous of the L.A. Lakers. I mean, I have had enough of the Lakers. I've had enough. And I've seen it forever. You know, I go all the way back. You know the old man I am. And they get everybody. Look, when I was starting to watch basketball, they already had Elgin and Jerry West. You know, Baylor and West were already there, okay? But when you look at the guys that they have gotten from other teams over the years, I mean, it's like a who's who of the top 10 greatest players of all time. They wind up with Wilt. They win a championship with Wilt. They wind up with Kareem. They win 5 with Kareem, traded for both of those guys. They wind up with Shaq as a free agent. They win 3 with him. They trade for Kobe on draft night, because remember, he was not drafted originally by the Lakers. They trade for Kobe on draft night and have Vlade Divac trade, and they win 5 with Kobe. And now here comes LeBron. I mean, really? Really? And I get it. I guess he's got a home in L.A. and, you know, all of that. And he wants to be part of the Lakers tradition and this, that, and the other thing. I still think he would have been better off being in the Eastern Conference, because now you got to go through the Warriors. You got to go through Houston. You know, who knows who else might emerge in the West. Maybe New Orleans emerges as a big power team eventually with Davis and DeMarcus Cousins. Although LeBron loves Cousins, would love to have him with him in L.A., and we'll see what happens. Does Kawhi Leonard wind up there? You know, he wants to play for the Lakers. You know, LeBron certainly wants him there as they try to develop a new super team. I was a little surprised that Paul George wound up staying with the Thunder in Oklahoma City. That surprised me a little bit. Chris Paul stayed with Houston. You know, so a couple guys kind of stayed put. But LeBron winds up with the Lakers. And look, he signs a 4-year deal. It's stupid money. He could have got more money from Cleveland. But still, I mean, you know, $34 million a year, $35 million a year, whatever it escalates to. He does have an opt-out at the end of the third year. He always seems to have that. So he does have that. He'll be 36, 37 by then. He'll come to the Knicks when he's basically done. You know, he'll be done and he'll sign with the Knicks, of course. But anyway, the Lakers get everybody. And if I'm LeBron, I have put myself now in a position where I better win. Because like I mentioned, all these other guys have won. Everybody, with the exception of Elgin Baylor, who never won a championship there with the Lakers. Right? He was in the finals 8 million times, but could never get by the Celtics. The 1 year they couldn't beat the Knicks. Yeah, he wasn't there for the championship team in 71-72 with Wilton West and Goodrich and those guys. He wasn't there. But outside of him, everybody else has won. Magic won 5 there. I mean, we go on and on. It's unbelievable. So he has put himself now, LeBron, in a situation where he better win a title with the Lakers. Because if he doesn't, he's going to be looked at least certainly in my mind, and maybe in a lot of people's mind, a lot of NBA historians' mind. And you know how they are with LeBron anyway. You know, not exactly. You know, he's not exactly Michael Jordan when it comes to, you know, how much love he gets from the rest of the sports world and the NBA community in general. So he has put himself in a situation where, hey, I got to win in L.A. You know why? Because everybody else did. You know, he doesn't want to be the one superstar that goes there and doesn't win a championship. So he, in my mind, has put a tremendous amount of pressure on himself there with the Lakers. Now, maybe they wind up with Kawhi Leonard. You know, you got to believe they're going to wind up. I would think they probably do. I don't know. I know San Antonio doesn't have to do anything with him. He's got a year left on his deal. They don't have to trade him. I'm sure they don't want to trade him to the Lakers and, you know, in the conference and all of that. I'm sure they do not. But then again, if they know he's gone, you know, maybe you want to get something for him. There's a lot of young guys that they could get from the Lakers, which would make it, you know, a pretty attractive package, you would think, for San Antonio for a guy that doesn't want to stay there. So we'll see if Leonard winds up there. My money is he probably does. And we will talk to Frank Isola later on in the program and get his take on this whole thing with LeBron and just everything with the free agency in the NBA. This guy that Nick signed, who was, you know, they got from Orlando. I don't even really know who this guy is. I guess he was the 5th pick in the draft, one pick after the Knicks took Porzingis. He was the next guy they took. So we'll see how that plays out. They actually got a couple guys from that draft now. I remember they got Moutier as well. So they're throwing a lot of stuff out there to see if it sticks. We'll see if it does. We'll see how all that plays out. But LeBron winds up in L.A. Unbelievable. Boy, I tell you right now. And I was, you know, they've had a couple down years, the Lakers. Look, 3 or 4 years, whatever, they don't make the playoffs, you know, and with all the championships that they won over all the years. But now they're back. You know they're making the playoffs. You know they're probably making a big run. Maybe if they get Kawhi, they can actually make a run at Golden State. I don't know what the mindset is with the Warriors anymore. They've won 3 in the last 4 years. Yeah, who knows as time goes on how that's going to play out. Who knows about the Rockets? You know, you still got to go through them as well if you're the Lakers. But you sit here as a Knicks fan, you really do, and you say, man, it's unbelievable. And, you know, things just, I'm jealous. I don't know how else to say it. I am out and out jealous that the Lakers get LeBron. But like I said, he has put himself in a position when you look at all the guys that have gone through the Lakers, the litany, the who's who of the top 10, 15, 20 greatest players that ever played, all right? A lot of them in the top 5 that ever played. LeBron has put him in a situation now where, hey, I got to win. I got to be just like all these other guys that have come through L.A. and have won championships. Because if he doesn't win one, he will be looked at, certainly by me, he will be looked at as that one guy that went to the Lakers and didn't get it done. And it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. He's in a Western Conference now. You know, there's no sure path to the finals like it would be in the East if he would have signed with Philadelphia. Because I know he talked to the Sixers, and obviously that didn't come to fruition. And I guess it's better off if you're a Knicks fan because he gets out of the Eastern Conference, although where exactly are the Knicks going for the next number of years, unless some kind of divine intervention comes down and, you know, somebody looks down at him and prays hard and something happens for them. I don't see that happening. By the time the Knicks are really ready to contend, LeBron will probably be on his way out of the league already. So we'll see. But a very interesting sports weekend. LeBron to the Lakers. John Tavares to the Toronto Maple Leafs. The Yankees, as I said, 2 out of 3 for the Yankees over the weekend. Did it exactly the way you figured they would do it. CC, who never loses after a Yankee loss, he gets it done. You know, they get the big home run from Andujar that night and all of that, and they go on and win that game 8-1 on Friday night. Lose to Chris Sale, no surprise, with Sonny Gray on the mound, and then bounce back last night, hit 6 home runs, 3 of them by Aaron Hicks, beat up on David Price, who has really become a punching bag for the Yankees. I mean, it's a joke. I mean, I'll tell you right now, if the Yankees play the – if I'm the Red Sox and the Yankees are playing the Red Sox in the playoffs, you know, in October – can I really pitch David Price against the Yankees? Can I really do that? So, you know, we'll get to all that. Like I said, we'll get all the home run calls. We'll do the whole thing. But, again, to me, LeBron to the Lakers. Man, oh, man. They are – you say whatever you want. They are like the charmed franchise in NBA history. You can talk about the Celtics all you want. To me, the charmed – the chosen franchise in the history of the NBA is the L.A. Lakers.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.